Love Talk Radio.
We are victorious. We are victorious. Nothing can conquer us. We are victorious.
At a young age, I was brought up in the church. I was taught the ways of tradition and religion. You know, I knew
we are victorious. We are victorious.
And all the watered-down gospels and scare tactics, they never worked for me. So as a child, I went back and forth and back and forth, and I was in the church and out the church and in the church and out the church. And then when I became an adult, I gave my life to Christ for real. And when I gave my life to Christ for real, I came to a place where I began to speak His faith. And that's where I was introduced to worship. And worship brought me to this place where I began to seek God, and He began to open up things to me, things that I had never thought before. And He brought me to Matthew 6 and 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. What's that about?
The kingdom. It changed my life when I learned about the kingdom. Kingdom.
Yeah.
And now I'm within Christ. That's all He talks about. The kingdom.
That's all He talks about.
Begin to seek His faith and pray for me to the kingdom.
Wait for
the kingdom of God.
So let's move back to this place of Matthew 6 and 33. God said, Daughter, I want you to start seeking my kingdom. And as I became acquainted with Him and I would pray, you know, I kept hearing, kingdom, 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 seek my kingdom, seek me higher. Seek me higher, daughter. And I was confused because to me the kingdom was the church and the church was the kingdom. But then God starts saying, no, daughter, the church is not the kingdom and the kingdom is not the church. The kingdom is my rule, my reign, my government. The kingdom is what you belong in. You are the church. The church is my ambassador. And the gathering places are my embassies. And when you come in, I am the commander-in-chief. I give you information. I download that information for you to manifest into the world. See, my kingdom has to be made manifest because Adam lost it. But Jesus gained it back for you. And when Jesus gained it back for you, it was given for you to manifest into the world. You use the different vehicles to take over the realms of the world. You're taking over family dynamics. You're taking over economics. You're taking over business. You're taking over the arts and media. I'm going to give you a vehicle to use. And the vehicle that you're going to use to get this accomplished is...
Music, music, music.
Can't keep running away. Run,
running, run, 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 running away. Amen, amen. The kingdom. The kingdom. Hallelujah. That was Donetta Dawson. One of her songs was called The Kingdom. Amen, amen. I want to thank everybody for being here. This is Kingdom Advance Radio Ministry, and I am the host and speaker. Ambassador Odelia Jackson, and the Holy Spirit is always the teacher. That's why we say, when you come here, make sure you have your notebook, Constitution, which is the Bible, and pen and paper, whatever you do, taking notes on. Amen? Amen. Any questions, any comments, you know, the lines will be open later on for that. So write them down if you can't remember them. I want to thank you all for being here. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Kingdom Advance. Amen, amen. So that's what we want to do, advance the kingdom. And one of the ways of doing that is that we study the kingdom. The kingdom must be studied. The kingdom is spiritual. The kingdom is the highest order of truth. And that is so important. The kingdom is the heart of God. And that's what his original intent from the beginning, that he would have the kingdom. That's what the second Adam did. He restored. Second Adam, King Jesus, restored our kingdom back to us. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm going to start with prayer. I am going to start with prayer. So I hope you have your notebooks and pads. We're going to get ready to start with prayer first, and then we're going to move on. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to yourself, O Lord. Everywhere. We thank you for the glory you've given us, that we would become one with the Father, our King Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you for this time to be before you. That we will be in this, as your learned students, your disciples, Lord God, that you will teach us tonight through your Holy Spirit. Teach us, Lord, we are becoming teachable and humbling ourselves as a childlike faith, that we may receive your engrafted word that is able to save our souls, show us how we ought to be living in the earth. We will glorify you in this body, that our life will glorify you, our lifestyle will glorify you, Lord. That you will be glorified through us. Hallelujah. Pray, Lord, your will be done, that your kingdom come. Your will be done in the earth and in us, Lord. Let your kingdom advancing be established through preaching and teaching and healing all the broadcasters that are out here on your kingdom, Lord. Those authentic teachers and preachers, Lord God, that you have out here teaching and preaching your kingdom, that we are do exactly what Matthew 24:14 tells us, that to preach this gospel of the kingdom of God, that so to the world as a witness to every nation, or that we would do that assignment that we have. So I pray that you have your way. Give us specifics in the visions you've given each of us to accomplish the mission that you have given us, Lord, in Matthew 28 and Matthew 24. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Make that plain, make that real in our life and in our hearts, Lord God. That we, those things that you show us, that we would implement them in our lives, that we would do exactly what you told us to do. We thank you that everything you tell us to do, you make provision for us, Lord God. You provide, that you are our provider. And we thank you, Lord, for your provision, for your protection, for the favor, Lord God. We just thank you just for who you are, Lord God Almighty. Abba, Father. That's who you are, Abba Father. When we worship you, we worship you, Lord God. We forget not you, Lord. We remember, Lord God, in the days of our youth, Lord. We remember you as your children, Lord God. So have your way in our lives tonight. We just praise you. We give you honor and glory. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Lord, you reign. You are clothed in majesty and strength. Your throne is established of old, and you are from everlasting. Hallelujah. Lord, you are a great king above all gods. Let the heathens hear the Lord reign. Hallelujah. You reign, Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Lord, you reign. Let the people tremble. Let the earth be moved. Lord, you have prepared your throne in heaven, and your kingdom rule over all. Let men bless the Lord in all places of his dominion. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all generations. Let men, Lord, speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, Lord God. Or have your way, Lord. Let men know your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom through your people, Lord. Let your kingdom come through deliverance, Lord. In the lives of your people. Have your mighty way. Let the gospel of the kingdom be preached in each of our regions with signs and wonders to follow. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that many will receive the kingdom because it is your good pleasure to give it to us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We We thank you, Lord. Overthrow the thrones of the wicked kingdom in the name of Jesus, I pray. Let the sepulcher of your kingdom be released. Hallelujah. Have your mighty way, Lord. Oh, blessed be your holy name. We thank you, Lord. To come against all celestial barricades, any satanic maneuvers and barriers, blocks, encumbrances and hindrances that obstruct, hinder, and prohibit movement in the spirit realm, and that will try to frustrate the progress of the visions you give us, the dreams, and the mandate mission. We come against every prayer that's celestial barricade against the plans of God for our life. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your angels, Lord, that you dispatch, Lord God. We thank you for your angels that you dispatch over us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come against mind-numbing and controlling spirits. We come against the strong man. The word tells us, Lord, the strong man, that you must find the strong man first. Lord God, hallelujah, have your way. We bind the strong man and spoil his good. Hallelujah. We prohibit, we come against mind-numbing and controlling spirits. We prohibit you from hijacking compelling thoughts and emulation from the mind of Christ. Divine insights and revelations, creative ideas, witty inventions, divine concepts, cutting edge and strategies, those things you prevent from flowing, I decree and declare that that shall flow. Our ideas will flow. Our wisdom and our cutting edge will flow. We blind Satan's networks and alliances. Let their communication be confused and blind their minds and divide their tongues. We bring their plan to naught and put to shame to them that speak our demise in the character, authority, and power of Jesus. We bring all masquerades to a halt. We expose their hidden agenda, reveal the dividing forces behind diabolical assignments. Let evil inquiring, fault-finding missions, astral projections, and suggestions fail. Let them fail now in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare that your hand is stretched forth, causing the evil of Satan, the evil eye of Satan's surveillance and observance to be blinded, destroyed, and any envious of rivalries or competitions, break the backbone of conspiracies, blind satanic watches, and those that peer through the use of astrological and cultic devices. Cause the ears of eavesdropping spirits become deaf. We resist the antagonistic spirits, carinary spirits, ancient spirits, irritating spirits, irrational spirits, argumentative spirits, frustrating spirits, dividing spirits, deceptive spirits, retaliation spirits, aborted spirits, provocative spirits, all human spirits that serve as demonic host, hotel, and guest house. We come against those spirits in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, your word said that you have a plan for each of our lives. You have given us a purpose to fulfill in this world, and you have redeemed us because of your love. I ask that you open our spiritual eyes so that we can clearly see the specific purposes you have for us. We want to complete those purposes with joy and with the knowledge that we have accomplished your will for our life in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. We pull down strongholds, cast down vain imaginations, and everything that lifts up against the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and our thoughts are now subject to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that you would enlighten the eyes of our understanding, that you would give us spiritual wisdom and the knowledge of yourself, Lord, as we listen to this message for the night, Lord God, that your will be done in our lives, that we know why your protection and your favor is more than coping with life. Hallelujah. So have your way with each of us today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. We've got the Bibles open. You're going to get started. You can write at the top of your paper. Why do God's protection and favor, why does it, is it more than cope with life? It's more than coping with life. My. Last week we went over, what was it? What is the secret to maturity, discernment, and understanding? And we saw that that was righteousness. Righteousness is key. When he tells us to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, that's very much a key, one of the keys of living the kingdom-driven lifestyle. You must walk in righteousness. And righteousness, let me give you a definition of righteousness. Righteousness is a behavior that is morally justifiable or right. Such behavior is characterized by accepting. I forgot to turn them off. Other thing here. 1 minute here. Turn it on. Okay. 1 minute. Feel to me about it. Hey. Okay. Is that later. Amen, amen, amen. Here we are. Amen. So I said such behavior is characterized, righteousness, that behavior is characterized by accepted standards of morality, justice, virtue, or uprightness. The Bible standard of human righteousness is God's own perfection in every attribute, every attitude, every behavior, every word. Thus, God's law, as given in the Bible, both describes his own character and constitute the plumb line by which he measures human righteousness. My. Not man's righteousness, but his righteousness. Oh, man. Because the way of the, let's go to Proverbs 14. We'll read how man's righteousness is, where it will take you to. Proverbs 14:12. Read it first. Everywhere, Holy Spirit. 14:12. It says, let's read that together. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It seemed right, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Whew. And then even as I say that, I think about Matthew 7:21-23, all those people that said, Lord, Lord. He said, they shall not, everybody say, they shall not enter the kingdom. And the way that man's way seemed right, even though they were casting out devils and feeding the poor and doing many good things, but it wasn't the will of the Father. It seemed right. But was it God's will for us to do? That's why it's important that we find out specifically what is our assignment. We know what the general is. Well, some of us know the general assignment. But what is the specific assignment that he called you to do? Amen, amen. So that's what we were talking about last week, about that timeline, how God measures us. And the first part we had talked about was that the secret to maturity and understanding and discernment and kingdom living was a lack. Lack of righteousness in our lives leads to misalignment. The lack of righteousness in our life leads to misalignment. We gotta have the righteousness that God's looking for, and that righteousness was in Micah 6 There's other ones, but I chose this one. Okay. Micah 6. If you look at Micah 6, 8, that's turned there. This is like a synopsis of it. It's like bring it up. In short version, that we are to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God as He provides. You know, we are to defend those who can't defend themselves. That was righteousness, according to God. Last week we talked about Matthew 5. Is it 48 or 43? 45 when he talked about to love your enemies. That's righteousness. That's righteousness. He says the world says, well, I'm just paraphrasing that, because he says in 43, he says, they says, you know, hate your enemies. But what did I say? Read that, 43, Matthew 5, 43 to 45. What did I say? Man's way seemeth right. And what it do? It leads to death. Mm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So you got that plumb line is God's word. God, that plumb line is God's word. So if your lack of righteousness in your life leads to misalignment with God, and stunts, what it do? It stunts your growth. We have lack of righteousness. It stunts your growth so that you will never progress beyond the stage of spiritual toddler. It is a spiritual equivalent of moving from milk diet to a solid food diet. As it says, and last week we went into Hebrews 5, 13 and 14. I'm not going to go over all of it to get into the lesson for tonight, but I just wanted to hit that part again about the secret to it. Maturity, discernment, and understanding is righteousness. And the lack of it leads to misalignment. That alignment, we talk about that plumb line that from the definition I just read, that it describes his own character and constitutes the plumb line by which he measures human righteousness. This is God's law as given in his Bible. Amen. And in that plumb line, as a believer and kingdom citizen, we have a plumb line to the supply chain of heaven. So God uses the plumb line to meet our every need, physical or spiritual. But our plumb line, what? It must be clean, clear, and open. And righteousness, here we go with righteousness again, is what keeps it that way. My. So the plumb line is always open from God's end. Our lifestyle determines whether or not it remains open at our end. I'll say that again. Our lifestyle determines whether or not the plumb line remains open at our end. God's end is always open. So living righteousness, our end clear. All right? So there's one more thing I wanted to say. That we limited our needs being met when we live unrighteous. Here you go. It says, consequently, many of us do not know how to align their lives with God, or how to tell when they are out of alignment. Many don't. So as a result, they do not experience the blessings, the benefits, the provision, and the prosperity of the King's blessings of the kingdom, because their unrighteousness lifestyle. Their unrighteous lifestyle has shut down their access to these benefits that I just read. So your own lifestyle can shut down access to the benefits, vision, prosperity of the kingdom. You shut it down by your lifestyle. It determines by the way you live. My. So make sure your righteousness is not like what seems right to man. But the plumb line is to is supposed to be measured by the word of God. Amen? So I hope that part is clear. Let's move on. Amen, Lord. All right. My notes here. Now, the question was, tonight was, why do God's protection and favor, why does it, why is it more than coping with life? Boy, so many things, when I was studying this, so many things from the scripture just shot out at me. When we actively pursue righteousness in our daily living in obedience to Christ's commands, we enjoy a level of security and protection those outside the kingdom do not have. All right? That's one of your answers. This does not mean we never face troubles or difficulties or negative circumstances. These are inescapable parts of living in a sin-corrupted world. It's inescapable, okay? When sin entered the world, this world became a sin-corrupted world. Look at John 16, 33. John 16, 33. Even what it's saying, it should give you comfort, because it's one thing to know that this is supposed to be happening, okay? It's another thing to, when you don't know and then you wonder what's going on here. In John 16:33, let's read that together, and it says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation." He said, in the world. This is Jesus speaking in red letters. He says, in the world, ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. When I read that in the Amplified, it says, I have taken the sting out of it for you. So as long as we're here, you know, in this world, we're going to have trials and tribulations. And our title tonight is, that why do God's protection and favor is more than coping with life? First of all, you know the truth. He's telling you right here in John 16:33. Truth. Not set you free, but it makes you free. Okay? So when things start happening, you kind of like, you know what's going on. It's like a discernment. Because you know what the word says. Amen? That should give you some kind of peace there. So in this negative circumstances, okay, here we go. So it doesn't mean just because we have God's favor and his protection, we pursue a righteous life, that security and protection, it doesn't mean we'll never face trouble or difficulties or negative circumstances that are inescapable parts of living in a sin-corrupt world. So it does not mean, however, that even during such times, and especially during such times, the favor of our King rests upon us, and he delivers us safely and triumphantly through. The key word is through. Now, we want God to take us out of this. We want to stop right now. Okay? Yeah, it's no fun going through it, is it? But you come out stronger than when you went in if you do it the way God would have you to do it. So it's going through. Take me out, you know, having a tantrum. Nope, we got to go through. So he triumphantly takes us through, and the watching world will be amazed, wondering not only how we survived, but also how we came out on top. My. As our brother Brad was talking, teaching tonight, well, a few days now, on faith in the kingdom. How faith takes you beyond all your circumstances and situations. When you have faith, you don't even go by what you're seeing and what you're hearing, because the just shall live by faith and not by sight. And when you're going through something, or you see somebody in your family, your children, somebody going through something, you know, it's not by what you see. It's what the, and I ask myself that question, what is faith? I mean, how do you go through something faith when you see all this stuff going on? Faith does not deny a problem exists. So you got to get this down in our thinking, in our heart, our mind. Faith does not deny a problem exists. Yeah, you might have some weight with children. Yeah, your spouse may be acting up, okay? Your finances might not be right, you know? It might not be right because of something we did, too, okay? It denies, what it does deny is the problem, a place of influence. If we got to become a crisis to Christ. And you only can do that in Christ. If you stand on his word and live righteous life. All right? And I hard to think about a standstill, see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. So when Jesus is Lord in your life, and you start speaking Jesus is Lord in your circumstance and situation, that puts the pressure back on Jesus. Righteous life. Amen. You got to take care of that. Okay? He's going to give you wisdom how to dig yourself out of the debt that you put yourself in. Okay? And so that we don't go back there. In all kinds of circumstances and situations in our life, as we seek him, to show us. Amen? Amen. Amen. So, and the world is watching. They're watching. They know your kids acting a fool. They want to see you act one, too, acting up because things ain't go right. They know things going ain't right in your life. They done repoed the car and, you know, and all kinds of stuff. They know stuff ain't going right in your life. The people are watching, and they're wondering only how we survived, but also how we came out on top. We are the head and not the tail. Amen? So why are we so secure is a question. Why are we so secure? Write that question down. We want to answer this question. Why are we so secure? Because the Lord never takes his eyes off of us. Now you got to believe that. You got to believe that with all the life storms going on in your life, all the life storms, when I think about the life storms, this is what came to my mind as I was studying and I was writing these scriptures down. Philippians 4:7. Let's go there. Philippians 4:7. And you're probably familiar with some of these names, but this is how you're going to measure, okay, your righteousness. It's the plumb line, the word of God. It says, okay, 4:7, come on, 3:7, okay. All right, 4:7. And I like to say 6. Let's start at verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto him. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth what? All understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Yeah, you got to believe that. That's God's word. He's promised. And the peace of God, when you bring everything to him in prayer, that you be careful for nothing. And everything by prayer and supplication, making with thanksgiving now, let your request be made known unto God. And the promises, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. That's the word of God. Amen. God watches over his word to perform it. Now, you're doing number 6. number seven has got to come through. And so there's many times I've been going through a lot of stuff, and it seems like sometimes it rains and it pours. And people just could not understand how she's still smiling. How is she still going? You know, I heard some people say, if I was her, I would have lost my mind a long time ago. Yeah, what did you say? Okay? Before you lose your mind. Okay? But it's the peace of God that keeps your mind and your heart. When you trust him, and no matter what it looked like, because we got to remember, we live in two worlds. One is physical, and one is spiritual. And you're the people of God, we're supposed to be walking in the spirit. We're supposed to be walking not by sight. Okay? We don't walk by sight. We walk in the spirit. Amen? And that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh. Okay? So that's the difference between having faith. Faith is not going by, you see everybody acting up, and you've been praying for them, and they act, seem like it's getting worse. You don't go by that. You go by the word. They can act up all they want, jump up and down, and fly on a chandelier. What did the word say? Okay? Amen? That's what you hang on to. Amen, amen. So we're talking about how God brings us through this stuff on the top. Why are we so secure? Because the Lord never takes his eye off of us. Look at Job 36 and verse 7. Look at Job 36 and verse 7. Job 36, verse 7. Here we go. And it says, verse 7. He withdrew not his eyes from the righteous. Are you reading with me? Let's say it again. He withdrew not his eyes from the righteous. But the king, are they on the throne? Yes. He do establish them forever, and they are exalted. He does not withdraw his eyes from the righteous. Underline that. He does not withdraw his eyes from the righteous. So that's where your security is, because you know God sees all. He knows all. Right? From the righteous. Amen. He does not withdraw his eyes from the righteous. And as I was looking at that, not only does he protect us, he also lifts us up under God's protection and favor. We do more than cope with life. And I'll think about that more. Before I go there, let's go to 2 Chronicles 16. Second Chronicles, let me make sure I got this right, because I was just getting mixed up. Yeah, Second Chronicles 16, verse 9. Why are we secure? Because the Lord never takes his eyes off of us. We like that, what's that song? His eye is like a Pharaoh, his eye is upon the Pharaoh, and he watches over me. I didn't know the song, but anyway, I hope you know what I mean. Second Chronicles 16:9, and it says, For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards him, mature. All right? Perfect. And this verse here means, let me make sure I check it right. And verse 15, and it says, verse 9, perfect, at peace, okay, at peace, at peace, his heart is at peace towards him, or mature towards him. So, God's eyes is run to and fro throughout what? The whole earth. So I know some people probably saying, well, how his eyes is on us or me? His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is perfect or walking upright towards him. Walking upright is and walking in righteousness. Some Bible says walking upright. I think it's a New King James. So walking upright. So that means you got to be walking upright. God wants to show himself strong on behalf of them who are perfect towards him or walking upright with him. So God is waiting for us to get in alignment with him. Amen? This is about being in alignment. So not only does he protect us, we are under God, he also lifts us up under that protection and favor. So we do more than cope with life. We do more than cope with life. And when I think about the more, I think about there's a few things in the Bible that talks about more than conquerors in Romans 8. It says we're more than conquerors. It talks about where sin abounds, grace do much more abound. And it just talks about he came to give us life, and life more abundant. He didn't just come give us life. He came to give us life more abundant. What is that? That kingdom-driven lifestyle is you would experience the kingdom in life. And you would rule and reign in life. Amen? So it's more than coping with life. Hallelujah. Even when it says Jesus is Lord, that means he's the owner. Lord means owner. Write that down. That word Lord means owner. A lot of people say his name Lord. They say it in profanity. They say it, don't even know what they mean when they're saying it. They never went and looked that word up. That word means owner and master. When Jesus is Lord in your life, he is your owner. Therefore, he's looking out for you. He wants to see you have a great success that you haven't expected in as owner. Okay? He wants to see you make it. Amen. Amen. All right. He enables us to overcome every obstacle. It didn't say some. It says every obstacle and meet every challenge so that that we live to the fullest. That's noteworthy. Jesus, in Jesus, enables us to overcome every obstacle and meet every challenge so that we live life to the fullest in spite of all those barricades and all this stuff the enemy tried to set up against us. In spite of all that, oh my. So think about it. He didn't take the Hebrew boys out of their situation when they stood and said, we did not bow down to no statues, and we only serve God, and we wouldn't do what Nebuchadnezzar said. And so they were cast into this oven that was 7 times higher than usual. And they said, even if he doesn't say it, we will not bow down. Okay? So though they were in that situation, God brought them through. And when he brought them through, he didn't take them out. He brought them through that. Smoke, okay, nothing was burnt or singed, okay, and he was in there with them. My. Come on now. So, this verse says that God exalts the righteous. That means if we stay right with God, he will promote us in every situation we go into. It means you got to stay right with God. staying right with God. He will promote us in every situation we go through. We will rise to the top, and no one will understand why. My. Think about those Hebrew boys when they came out of there. Well, who God was they worshiping then when they came out? They was on top, okay? At first, everybody thought they was on the bottom, you know? They gonna get thrown in 7 times heated oven, okay, than the usual. And they come out with not smelling like smoke. Jesus was in there with them, okay? Who God was they serving then, okay? Amen. So in the world, promotion, they often depend on who backs you scratch, whose palm you grieve, whose ego you stroke, whose bed you sleep in. Getting ahead is a dog eat dog, okay? Cutthroat competition where anything goes as long as it works. That's in the world. Promotion in the kingdom comes from above. That's a note. Okay. Promotion in the kingdom, when you stand your ground, you stand in righteousness before God. In the lion's den. That's what I used to call it when I went to work in the morning. I'm like, I have prayed before I go to the lion's den here. Okay. And you stand before God in righteousness. Promotion in the kingdom comes from above. From the king himself, my, and rest on his favor as well as correct alignment. So you remember, you got to keep that alignment open because God's in that plumb line, that line is always open on his end. Is that you're the one, the lifestyle you live and the decisions you make determine if your end is going to be clean and this is going to be clear and this is going to be open to receive from the kingdom. No. So, our promotion, it comes from above, from the king himself. It rests on his favor as well as our correct alignment through the pursuit of what? Through the pursuit of righteousness. That's what he's measuring by through the pursuit of righteousness, according to his word. That's the plumb line. So, the key to promotion by the king is to keep our pipeline clean, clear of any obstruction. That's the key. What's the key to promotion? Is to keep our pipeline clear of any obstruction. This means working hard to keep ourselves in line with God and avoiding anything that will move us out of position. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't curse. Don't covet. Let go of anger, envy, and jealousy. Be quick to forgive. Always ready to extend mercy. Treat everyone with kindness, dignity, and respect. Love everyone, even enemies. Always return good, even to those who are hostile or hateful. The scriptures tell all those scriptures measurements. Because he tells us to love our enemies, pray for them, do good, bless them. It says you overcome evil with good. The world, that's the opposite of the world. If you hit them, they're going to hit you back and get worse, try to get you more worse than you did them. My. So we often have little or no control over what comes into our lives or how people act towards us, but we always have control over how we respond. We always have control over how we respond. I even had people get mad because I didn't respond the way they wanted me to respond. So it was like a catch-22 there. They was mad at me because I didn't get upset. In the midst of something I was going through, they was getting upset. Well, you act like you don't even care. And so I'm just sitting here in perfect peace in the midst of this storm, even if this person saying something to me, you know, they could probably get you off, ticked off. But I was in perfect peace, and they ain't like that neither. Okay? So, well, I can't help you. So, but we are in control of how we respond. We can't help what people, you know, what comes at us. Okay? We have no control over what comes into our lives or how we often have little control, little or no control of how people act towards us. We always have control over how we respond. And that's what God is really watching. How you respond, how I respond when trials, tribulations, and trouble come, how we're going to respond to it. So keeping our pipeline clear is up to us. Very clear. It's up to us. God will not do it for us. Okay? And we got a lot of songs out here. We waiting on God. God is saying, I'm waiting on you. And God is going to do it. God says, I done did it already, now it's your turn, okay? So God will not do it for us. He will not force us to live righteous. He will not force us to live right. He will not violate our free will, the free will he's given man. He will not violate it. But unless we do, we will never experience the benefit and blessing that righteousness brings. So that means you can be born again all you want. If you're not living and you're not aligned up with God, you will not experience the benefit, the blessings that come when you're walking in righteousness, that righteousness brings in your life. My, my, my. God is not going to reward evil for good. He's not. God protects. His protection is linked closely. This is a note right here. His protection is linked closely with his favor. Like two sides of the same coin. King David of Israel was familiar with this connection. Turn to Psalm 5, verse 11 and 12. Psalm 5. Verse 11 and 12. Let's see what this says. King David says. Let's see what he says. Psalm 5, verse 11 and 12, it says, "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee." 12. "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Will thou compass him as with a shield." My, my, my. So that favor, protection is linked closely with God's favor. My, my, my. My, my, my. Thank you, Lord. So God's favor surrounds the righteous. God's favor surrounds the righteous like a shield. A shield, of course, is a defensive weapon that protects the user by deflecting and turning aside the attack of the enemy. So when God's favor surrounds us, nothing harmful can get through to us. We are perfectly safe in his presence. When God's favor surrounds us, everything he desires for us will come to pass. My, my, my. My, my, my. That's a wonderful promise right there. So the question is, do you want to live under God's protection and favor? The commitment you make then to commit yourself consciously and deliberately to think and live righteously according to the laws of God. If you want to live under God's protection and favor, commit yourself consciously and deliberately to think. Hear that word? To think and live righteously according to the laws of God's kingdom. And so that means you got to read His word, you got to know His word, understand His word, you got to study His word to know the all that. Okay? So if you do, then no evil plans against you will succeed. Nothing will be able to touch you except what the Lord allows. No weapon that comes to my mind. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Even though they be formed, they will not prosper. Amen. So your business will flourish while others are. A way will be made for you where no way seems possible. This is how you're God's protection and favor is more than coping with life. Okay? Your business will flourish while others are struggling. A way will be made for you where no way seems possible. You will experience abundant provision when others around you are suffering shortage. At the right moment in God's timing, He will exalt you seemingly overnight in the eyes of many that's watching. Do you notice that many that's watching, that you are on display? We are to glorify God. Our light is supposed to be shining. We are supposed to be the salt of the earth. You are on display. So the best biblical illustration of this is found in the story of Joseph from the book of Genesis. He was sold to the slavery by his jealous brothers. Joseph spent many years as a slave of the captain of the guard of Pharaoh, where he distinguished himself by his ability and incorruptible integrity. You on display. People see that. God prospered Joseph so that he was placed in charge of his master's entire household. Joseph's integrity cost him a heavy price when he refused to speak with his master's wife at his invitation. Y'all remember that? She retaliated by accusing him of attempted rape. He had no choice of how that came into his life, because this woman was set to do that. Accused of attempted rape, which landed him in prison. Even there, however, God blessed him, and he once again rose to leadership, even among the other prisoners. So, wow. Do you see what happened in his life? God didn't take him out of it. He went through that. He went through that and wound up on top. From a prisoner, from a slave, okay, in prison, and then he's the leader of the whole country. Finally, the day came when Joseph had the chance to interpret a dream that Pharaoh had, a dream that prophesied 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of famine. And then Pharaoh, recognizing Joseph's fearless integrity and character, promoted him on the spot from slave to prime minister. He wound up on top. In a moment, Joseph was elevated from prisoner into the dungeon to the second in command in all of Egypt. And from his new position, Joseph was directly responsible for preserving the lives of countless thousands of people, including his own father and brothers, during the severe years of famine that followed Joseph's time and had arrived, and God exalted him. But if Joseph had not been faithful in pursuing and living in righteousness all those years, his elevation probably would never have happened. So many people today, including many believers, blame the system for their trouble. It is time for believers everywhere to get out from under the system in their thinking. You got to change your thinking. Repent. And not only the thinking and behavior, and get under the kingdom of God and its law. My. So all the Lord asks us to do is seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and system or no system. System or no system. He will add everything else to us. So it don't matter if it's a famine in the land. It don't matter if, you know, the government system here breaks down. When you seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, whether system or no system, he will add everything else to us. If you are a believer and a follower of Christ, you're not a victim of your job or the system. My. On the contrary, if you will diligently pursue righteousness in your daily life, he will bless you in spite of your job, in spite of the system, and because of your presence there, even bless the company you work for. My. Glory to God. So righteousness is such a strong shield. Amen? That's part of the arm of God. Righteousness is such a strong shield that it protects even the faith, even in the face of disaster. The Bible says that God will not destroy the righteous along with the wicked. So the presence of even one righteous person is enough to protect all the unrighteous people around him or her. My. That's powerful right there. So once again, Joseph's experience is a good example. Joseph may have been the only righteous person in Egypt. My. Yet God preserved the whole, he preserved the entire nation through Joseph. And because of Joseph, he did it through Joseph and because of Joseph. My. So being under the protection and favor of God means not only that he watches over us, but also that he listens to what we say. What we say in our faith, and listen, we speaking decrees and declaring his righteousness. My. So when we pursue and walk in righteousness, God focuses his eyes and ears on us. My. You see that in Psalm 34. Look at that, Psalm 34. Word tells us that. Psalm 34, look at it. Psalm 34, that his eyes and ears. Yes, Lord. When you believe that, you got to believe that. You can't just read this like some novel. This ain't no novel. This is instruction for our life. How we ought to be living. Amen. Let's say 34, verse 15. Let's read 12. What man is he that the spirit desireth life and love many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, in verse 13, and thy lips from speaking gall. Depart from evil, in 14. And do good. Seek peace. Pursue it. Verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. My. Yes, Lord. Thank you. So the Bible answers us that we can be completely confident that when God hears us, he will answer us. All right? Don't close the door on your, because of the way you live your lifestyle and say ain't nothing happening. Check your end, because God's end is always open. His pipeline is always open on his end. Is there anything in our end that closes it, that it's not clean, that it's not clear? My. And we can write this scripture down. 1 John 5:14-15. So he will answer us. We can be completely confident, and that's 1 John 5:14-15. This is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of him. Why? Because we act according to his will. His word is his will. My. Can't go wrong there, because he watches over his word to perform it. He put his word above his name, and God is not a man that he should lie. So acting according to his will means not only acting in agreement with God's will, but also acting from the place, this is what you're acting from, the place of righteous positioning. Because some people can use God's word, but and know God's word front, forward, and backward. So do the devil. But is the pipeline clean? Are they walking in righteousness towards him? Huh? Place of righteous position. Because righteousness is always, note right here, God's will. Righteousness is always God's will. We have the clear promise that whenever we pray from the position of righteousness, God will answer and give us what we have asked of him. This is perhaps one of the most important reasons of all for us to be careful to do nothing that will bring us out of alignment with God and interfere with our relationship with him. My. So there's going to be all kinds of things pulling at you, you know. You know, after a while, if you sink down into the kingdom, you do that. Who wants to mess up their relationship with God? Not me. All right, I'm going to stop right there. But we talked about why do God's protection and favor do more than is doing more than coping with life? My. Anybody can cope with life, but if you ain't got God, you just like getting through stuff by the skin of your teeth. We saw the scriptures here today, and we saw that. And righteousness, let me get my a note that I wrote here. That when we actively pursue righteousness in our daily living, in obedience to Christ's command, we enjoy a level of security and protection that those outside the kingdom of God do not have. So they are coping with life. We do. The lifestyle we have, the protection and favor of God is more than coping with life. My. So he enables us to overcome every obstacle and meet every challenge so that we live life to the fullest. So just imagine people that don't have God in their life and understand about being in alignment with God and when they're out of alignment. That was another thing I was seeing in my notes, that a lot of people don't know if they're in alignment with God or out of alignment. That's why it's important that we come with our notepad, pen, Bible, so that we can learn that. Amen? And know what righteousness is. And it says, what attracts God? What attracts God? Is the question. What attracts God? What attracts God? Righteousness attracts God. That's what God is looking for. He's looking, his eyes running to and fro. We just read this in 2 Chronicles 16:19. His eyes running to and fro upon the earth to show himself strong on behalf of those who are walking upright. That attracts God. That is what attracts God. My. when we when you're walking in righteousness, He's watching. He's seeing what we say. He's looking at how we live. Righteousness attracts God because He, this is a note, because He is righteous. Righteousness attracts God because He is righteous. He looks favorably on all who seek to live righteously in faith. Just as people in earthly kingdoms long for favor of their king, so we too should seek the favor of the King of Heaven. We should look for Him to extend His scepter over us. My. Hallelujah. And you know, in Hebrews 1, verse 8, says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever, and righteousness will be the sepulcher of your kingdom." My. That's a good place to stop. Amen. Hallelujah. So those who are still online, or if you're on other devices, you can call in 760-283-0834. And if you're on the other line, that line is, you can just open up your phone. Anybody have any comments? Any questions? Can we close out? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. So what attracts God? Righteousness attracts God. Because what? He is righteous. He is righteous. My. Okay. Anybody have any comments? Questions? We did tonight was why do protection and favor is more than coping with life. That's what we just went through. Why do protection and favor is more than why do God's protection and favor is more than life? My. Every way, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We actively pursue righteousness in our daily living in obedience to Christ demands we enjoy a level of security and protection that those outside the kingdom of God do not have. All right. Let's close out in prayer. Well, I hope that everybody got something out of tonight. And well, next Wednesday, we will continue on. Amen. And Friday, if you tune in at 8 o'clock, the same number. It's called Prayer is the Engine that Advances the Kingdom. Prayer is the engine that advances the kingdom. And we heard some things about prayer tonight on the end of what we've been learning tonight on coping with life. It's more than coping with life when you're under protection and favor of God. My. All right, I'm going to close out in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. All that's within me, blessed is only me. Glory to God. Thank you. Father, we thank you for the few words that we've heard tonight. I pray that the people of God that we would pursue righteousness. Because it attracts you because you're righteous. Hallelujah. That we look just like you. And so I pray by the Spirit of God you would have your way and everyone that's under the sound of my voice, those who will hear this in the archives or and those who are listening now, Lord God. that we would pursue righteousness, that we, our lives would be that, measured by the plumb line of your word, Lord God. That's how you see us, Lord God. That we would walk in righteousness, see like you see, hear as you see, and that we would live like you want us to live, Lord God. And that as we would be justly and merciful, and defend those who cannot defend themselves, Lord, and overcome evil with good, and provision as you provide for us, Lord. We pray that you would have your mighty way in each of our lives, that we would pursue a righteous life, that we live before you who sees all and hear all and know all. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for that the kingdom of heaven is ready to supply us with whatever we need if we keep our pipelines clean. And so I pray by the Spirit of God, you have your way in our lives, that we will walk a righteous life, that those things that are not like you would fall off, that we would resist the devil, that we would submit to your will and your way and resist the devil. Resist us, that we would take dominion over our flesh, the devil, and the world. You would have your mighty way in our lives, Lord God. Every area of our life, Lord God. Not just some areas, but every. You want it all. You don't want a piece of us here and there. You want the whole of us. And so, Father, I pray by your Spirit that you would have your way in each and every one that of your children, Lord God, that we will walk upright. That we will glorify you in the earth. That we will take dominion as you originally intended to. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I speak that your anointing destroy every yoke in our lives. And that our soul, spirit, and body now function in order according to the divine system of protocol. I decree and declare that we are healed and spirit-filled. Sickness and disease are far from us. I establish divine parameters and boundaries, borders, and legislation, and establish the laws of the kingdom of heaven to govern all activities within us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I overrule, disallow, veto every diabolical sanction, subverting activity, injunction, directive, mandate, or order that opposes the will of the Lord concerning our life, our ministry, and our family. I nullify diabolical decisions and rulings concerning our ministry, our life, and the lives of family members, friends, and associates. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We give you honor and glory. Continue to lift up the ministry, all the broadcasters, all the kingdom ministries on the face of this earth, Lord. We pray for those who have not heard this message of the kingdom, that when they hear this message, that you would give them quick understanding so that the enemy will not snatch what has been sown. We thank you for all the books that will be written, all the materials that will be written for people to be able to receive your engrafted word, Lord, which is able to save their very soul. Lord, have your mighty way. We thank you, Lord, that Jesus is a king that saves and restores our royalty. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you. We magnify you, Lord. Let our life glorify you. That we live the kingdom, living a driven lifestyle. That our light will so shine before men. They see our good work and glorify you. Have your way, Lord, that we will be the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. Your will be done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to say good night, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. See you on Friday, 8 o'clock, if you can.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now, eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.
We are victorious.